An Eagle River man fended off a bear attack early this morning. It's the fourth attack or near miss with bears in the Anchorage area this summer, APRN's Eli Menica reports.
18-year-old Devin Reese was walking home around 2 a.m. along VFW Road in Eagle River when he was suddenly attacked by a large bear. Reese fought back, punching, kicking, yelling, and screaming during the attack in order to scare the bear away. He later walked to safety and called for help. Lieutenant Paul Honeman, the Director of Public Affairs for the Anchorage Police Department, says police responded to the scene and called paramedics to attend to Reese's injuries.
Mr. Reese had sustained several animal bites from the bear to both legs and one of his arms. Mr. Reese also complained of a head injury, stating that when he fell to the ground during the attack, it struck his head on an unknown object.
Reese was released from the hospital after being treated for his wounds. Wildlife biologist Rick Sinnott with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says that although the number of attacks in Anchorage this summer has been high, bears are not attacking due to hunger. Sinnott says a stream near the area of the encounter is full of spawning king salmon, and Reese likely surprised the bear.
You can expect that there will be brown bears on salmon spawning areas, especially out in the woods, and this was kind of on the edge of town, but it was certainly right adjacent to Jagash State Park. And you can expect there'll be brown bears there, so you just have to, exercise caution, avoid them if possible, but at least make noise and carry pepper spray or a light or something to kind of warn the bear you're coming.
Although Reese could not definitively identify the type of bear that attacked him, Sinnott says evidence points to a brown bear.
We found wet, footprints basically coming up out of the creek within a few yards of where he crossed the creek on the driveway, and brown bear hairs on some of the limbs right in that track where the bear had come up, and the bear hairs were fresh enough that they were basically stuck to leaves with water, so it made sense. And a police officer who lives in the neighborhood down there near the creek said that he saw a brown bear with a cub walk through their condo area towards Meadow Creek at 11:30 that night. So that would have been just an hour or two before the attack occurred.
Both Sinnott and Lieutenant Honeman advise people in possible bear-populated areas to travel in groups and make plenty of noise to alert the bears to your presence. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Eli Miniker.